In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings. This is Dina Marie of Faith Moments. And as we begin this next podcast in the second week of Advent, I want to just invite all of you who are in Washington and in Oregon to come to an Advent morning retreat. It's scheduled on Saturday, December 6th. So as we anticipate the second Sunday of Advent from 8:30 to noon, it will be at St. Columban Parish, which is in Yelm, Washington, 506 First Street in Yelm, Washington. And all are invited. It's a beautiful opportunity to go deeper into this Advent season and to prepare the way of the Lord. So whether you're in Yelm or the surrounding area over in Lacey, maybe Longview, Kelso, Castle Rock, I'd love to see you. 8:30 to noon, we'll begin with Mass in the church, and then we'll move over to the hall for the retreat and a time for fellowship and refreshments. Share your joy with the world is what I'll be unpacking for this Advent morning retreat on Saturday, December 6th, starting at 8:30. And if you'd like to learn more, you can certainly hop on the website, dinamarie.org. Well, welcome to the second Sunday of Advent. Slowly, let's unpack this season, the beautiful readings from the prophets, and we will see once again, harsh but preparatory message from John the Baptist. He is one of the key figures for the season of Advent. And I've chosen just that simple word that we hear for Advent, the theme, repent, repent. If you want to add two more words, get ready. So let's get ready. Let's prepare as we continue to embrace and to enter into fully this Advent season. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. May our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. And I just want you to listen to that collect prayer carefully, because it's asking that we and our learning of heavenly wisdom, are you spending time learning heavenly wisdom? Or are we spending so much time worried about earthly pleasures, accomplishments? Are we focused on the temporal, or are we focusing our minds ahead to the eternal? Yes, temporal to do, but to lead us into heavenly wisdom so we can be welcomed into God's company. What a beautiful prayer for those who set out in haste to meet the Son of God. Again, here are the readings for the second Sunday of Advent. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb,
and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruits as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we're in the second week of the season of Advent, this second Sunday. We continue to move forward, and this month of December, just slowly unpacking the message from the prophet Isaiah. We hear these invitations of how to live from the writings of St. Paul. And of course, we have these messengers in Advent. We hear from John the Baptist. Throughout the season of Advent, we'll continue to hear from Isaiah, and soon we'll also hear about the Blessed Virgin Mary. But let's look at this time of repentance, this time to get ready. Advent, Advento, to come, to prepare. We hear about in Advent this season of the comings of Christ. We hear this coming of Christ, this coming that the Messiah is coming here. The kingdom is at hand. Are you going to be ready for the kingdom? So there's this coming of Christ right now that John is talking about, also foretelling the second coming of Christ, which we heard about in the coming of Christ the King of the universe, that he will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And of course, we're preparing for the birth of Christ, this coming of Christ in history, that Christ has come as a babe in a manger for a purpose. In the introduction, in this particular edition of the Magnificat for the second Sunday of Advent, there's just this beautiful meditation. John's preaching of repentance is not just fire and brimstone with a frightening us into obedience. He preaches to prepare us to recognize the one who heals and perfects our own humanity. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thus, John preaches that we might have hope in the one who will come with the Holy Spirit and fire, one who will tame what is savage and wild beasts, and who will put a halt to harm and ruin, changing in us whatever keeps us from saying yes to the love of God. In the prophet Isaiah, listen to this prophecy, and I love the very end of this, but there's this talk about all these different opposing things that will come together in peace. You know, the cow and the bear, the calf and the young lion, the child and the adder's lair, all of these things that should be opposed to one another, that should be fearful of one another, or one that would attack the other. But there is a coming of peace, of harmony, of unity, of all of God's creation. When he comes, when the Lord comes, he comes in justice to rule the earth. His breath, that just even the breath of God will slay the wicked. I mean, there's just this vision that we get of what God desires to bring, this unity. We talk about the new heavens and the new earth. That's revealed in Revelation. There will be a new heavens and a new earth. And what does God come to bring? Justice. I mean, God is love. God is truth himself. He will bring, because he is just, the just judge. He'll wear faithfulness upon his belt. And at the end, it says there will be no harm or ruin on the holy mountain, because the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. Did you hear in that collect prayer that we're learning of heavenly wisdom? There's a learning of heavenly wisdom. Where does that come? From the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit hadn't been given in the Old Testament. The people were given the law, but they didn't have a way yet to fulfill that law. We had to wait for the coming of Jesus and then the coming of the Holy Spirit so we could start to learn the heavenly wisdom and be admitted into the company of God. But I love how Isaiah says this: on that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out. So those who aren't of the chosen race, who's seeking out the king? We hear about the Magi. You know, we hear about those who have been studying the stars, who are looking for wisdom, who are authentically looking for wisdom. And the kingdom and the king, they'll seek out. For his dwelling shall be glorious. What a promise of God's kingdom being sought out by all men, that his kingdom is for all, the Gentiles and the Jews. And so justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever is the psalm we hear today. The encouragement that Paul gives us, and I think there's this encouragement that we are to be a people who endure, to have endurance. This is the spiritual patience and waiting that's part of the season of Advent. There's a spiritual awaiting that we shouldn't just give up. Like the people of Noah's time, we heard that last week, that the people in Noah's time just kept doing their own thing, and they were focused very narrowly in what was pleasing to them in marrying and giving in marriage and just doing their thing. And yet Noah was given this message from God to prepare for the next thing, to build this ark and to listen and to obey God. And yet many people fell deaf to that message. And so Paul here to the Romans is saying that by endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And I would say also the scriptures and in the sacraments and in the lives of the saints and the example of the saints, in all of these things, we have hope in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We have hope in the kingdom to come. And so while we might not see the second coming in our day, we will have a coming of Christ, and that will be at our last breath. How will we welcome Christ? Will we welcome Christ at the moment of our death? We've talked about this in the month of November as we honor all souls and we pray for all souls who have died. We look to the guidance and the instruction of the saints to follow in their footsteps as they followed in a love and glory of God in how they live their lives, a life of sacrifice, a life of love, a vocation to love is the life of a saint. To grow in holiness, to be less of themselves and to be more of God, this is the life of John the Baptist. Paul says, welcome one another. To be a person of welcome, to be a person who will treat one another as they are Christ, to recognize the Christ, the goodness in each and every human person, to recognize the dignity in each and every human person. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises of the patriarchs. The patriarchs were saying, the Messiah is coming. The kingdom is at hand. But that the Gentiles, too, would glorify God for his mercy. And here's John the Baptist in the gospel reading from Matthew today. John the Baptist comes from the desert. He doesn't live a luxurious life. we see a description of John the Baptist in what he wears, that he's been living out in the desert with a appetite or a diet that we probably wouldn't enjoy, locusts and honey. He's lived since his birth, even since his conception and life in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth, a life designed to be a prophet. Typically, the prophets were obscure. They had an ascetical life, very devoted to following and being obedient to God and the law. This was the life of John. He wasn't there for his own honor and glory. He was there to be a prophet. I have been chosen to get the people to awaken. This is why he has this stark, like, repent. He has this message because for hundreds of years, the people have been waiting for a Messiah. Maybe they got a little lax. Well, I don't see him coming. Maybe we just kind of be like in Noah's day. We just live our own lives and we forget about the promise. No, Paul's talking about hope, that we have hope. We have hope in the coming of the Lord. Here's John. Now he's baptizing, not in the baptism that we have today, which gives us the Holy Spirit, but he's getting people ready. You know, there's something glorious coming. Jesus is coming. The Messiah is coming. The one. And what will he say to the people? He'll say, "Behold the Lamb of God. Go that way. Go follow the Lamb who will be slain to save your soul and to save and forgive all sins." So he's preaching and he is the voice. He doesn't claim anything for himself. He doesn't claim any honor or glory or kudos. He doesn't want to accumulate anything. He's going to detach, be less of, to be that voice. Like Isaiah talked about, the voice crying out in the desert, this radical guy who says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he's challenging us. He's challenging the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and he's challenging the people to bear fruit. Bear fruit for your repentance. If you repent, what evidence is there that you are opening yourself up to receive the Messiah? Is there good fruit? Is there good fruit in how you're living your lives? Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and be burned in the flames. So are you bearing good fruit? What is that fruit that comes from the relationships that you have? The way in which you serve and act and love in your family, in your parish family, in your culture and community. It starts though at home, doesn't it? It starts at home, whether that's a home of one or a home of 12. And then it goes to where we receive the sacraments, where we receive the scripture, where we can begin to serve and offer our love to one another, is in that parish family. And that reaches us out into our community, to those people who live in our parish family, out in the dwellings, who need our help, who need our prayers. Are we praying for our community? Are we serving them in ministries? How are we active? In being active, John the Baptist, in our own communities today? Do we take that out into the world? But it starts with our being prepared. And that means to change our lives every single day, to change our lives, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. So in this time of Advent, on this second Sunday, as we slowly enter into this beautiful season, tomorrow on Monday, the 8th of December, we'll recognize the Immaculate Conception, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the one who bears God, the Theotokos, and we'll honor Our Lady and recognize her role in our salvation is to bring us the Christ child and to always lead us into the light of Jesus Christ. So let's call for John the Baptist to help us to clear the way, to make straight the paths. What's blocking our way of imitating Christ? What is something that is preoccupying our time, that is of a earthly nature, not of eternal nature? Are we wasting time? Are we spending time without having fruit, fruit of hope, fruit of joy, fruit of peacefulness, fruit of mercy in our families, in our parish, and in our greater community? It's a time where we have to reflect inward so that we can be better servants outward. Let's close with this prayer. God of mercy, you send the herald's voice to make us ready for your coming. May we always hear and heed his voice. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. God be with you.
You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.